Hello and welcome to Storage Radio, the weekly news podcast for TechTarget Storage Media Group. I'm John Hilliard, filling in for Ellen O'Brien this week. I'll take you through some of the department's top headlines for the week, but first, I'm on the phone with reporter Dave Raffo to talk about EMC's latest revenue forecast. How's it going today, Dave?
Going great, John. Good to be with you.
You too. Just want to jump in on this. Can you just talk about the latest from EMC? I guess their expectations fell a little short of reality for this last quarter.
Yes, their results for last quarter was a little bit below what they had previously guided or what Wall Street analysts were expecting. And not only that, but they took down they lowered their forecast for this quarter, which is the final quarter of this year. And they blame it all on the lower spending. Global IT spending has dropped, or as EMC executives on the call said, you know, there is an air of caution. People are worried about the finances, and they are not spending as expected. So it will be interesting to see what happens. We're in the fourth quarter now, which is traditionally a big quarter for storage vendors. They make a lot of money in the fourth quarter because companies will spend whatever budget they have left. So, you know, EMC is still the market leader, you know, by a long way in storage. So it's kind of significant that if they are seeing this slowdown, that is probably something going on throughout the market.
Yeah, based on your coverage, where else have you seen this kind of reductions among the big storage vendors? Is it common across the board?
Well, not yet. They're the first ones really to, you know, of the pure play storage vendors to do their earnings for the quarter. Now, you know, IBM did their earnings last week, and I know their storage numbers were down, but that's been trending for the last couple quarters. But, yeah, I think in general the big IT companies are experiencing the same thing as EMC.
And I also noticed in the story that you're covering a little bit about Joe Tucci promising that they're not divorcing Cisco. And I know that when a CEO talks about how much they're best friends with another CEO, that's always a great sign. Not really, I'm kidding. But can you just talk a little bit about that relationship in maybe more reality terms?
Yeah, so what happened was, you know, EMC owns most of VMware, and a couple of months back, VMware bought a startup company called Nicera, which does basically, you know, probably oversimplifying a little bit, but in a way they do a software version of what Cisco's networking, hardware networking is, their switches and routers. So kind of removes the need for as much networking hardware. So that bothered Cisco a bit, and there were rumblings in the industry that Cisco themselves wanted to buy Nicera, and VMware outbid them. So people are wondering what that means to the traditionally strong relationship EMC has had with Cisco. And, you know, the big issue is, you know, EMC, VMware, and Cisco have a joint venture called VCE, which sell these integrated stacks, which consist of EMC storage, Cisco networking, and servers, and VMware virtualization software. And there have been rumors almost from the start that relationship and that joint venture has, that Cisco has been unhappy with that. So, you know, there's a lot of talk out there. And Tucci, you know, without being asked, I might add, went into that whole issue with Cisco. So it's certainly something that he felt needed to be addressed. You know, the other thing going on was just maybe a week or so ago, there were rumors that EMC would buy Juniper Networks, which is a big competitor of Cisco's on the hardware networking side. So, you know, he wanted to set the record straight, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, the Cisco CEO, John Chambers, has pretty much said the same thing, that, you know, they're committed to sticking the relationship with EMC and VCE. Remember, there aren't a whole lot of networking companies this big and storage companies this big. So, you know, EMC and Cisco are probably stuck together for better or worse.
So EMC, Cisco, another celebrity marriage worth watching, I guess.
I like the EMC-Dell relationship, which did end in a divorce a little more than a year ago.
Right, right. Well, thank you. And why have you on the phone? Wanted to also talk to you about the Storage Networking World Conference in Santa Clara, California, where the panelists discussed the issue of object storage. And I was wondering if you could just tell me what the consensus was. What were the obstacles really with object storage? What are people really facing as a major issue there?
Yeah, I think object storage, you know, was one of our, you know, the Storage Magazine hot technologies for 2012, and people really seem to think it's cool technology, but it hasn't really taken off in the market yet. So, you know, it was one of the issues they discussed is why not? If this stuff is so good, how come people aren't using it? So, you know, one of the issues is it's kind of a new. It's not, you know, traditionally in storage we've had block storage and file storage, and object storage is a third, you know, it's different than those two. So people are kind of, you know, slow to adopt this brand new technology. You know, one of the other issues is, you know, object storage is designed for large implementations, you know, up to a petabyte. So, you know, a lot of time when people first buy storage for a project, it's not usually that big right off the bat, you know, and a lot of times it'll grow into that. But when they're first buying, then they don't need a petabyte, so they're buying more traditional NAS or SAN. And one of the other things is, you know, people may just not understand the object technology at this point. But, you know, it seems that if object does make it, you know, look, it is something that is well-suited to cloud storage, and it's also something that is used for large archives, and we're seeing a lot more of them now with the whole big data craze. So it's still, I mean, the future is probably still good. We just don't know, you know, when that future will begin.
So is it oversimplifying to say that maybe object storage just has a marketing problem, at least at this point?
That's probably the biggest issue, is more of a marketing problem than an actual technology problem, yes.
All right. Well, Dave, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak to us, and as always, great work.
Okay, John, good to talk to you. I will talk to you guys next week.
And in other storage news this week, the licensing sales for Symantec's Backup Exec are down, and the company is blaming the decline on self-inflicted wounds left over from a revamp of the product that led some users to publicly air their complaints earlier this year. According to Dave's SearchDataBackup.com story, last quarter's Backup Exec product licensing revenue dropped by 9% when compared to the same period in 2011. Symantec CEO Steve Bennett said that fixing Backup Exec is a high priority for the company. The company is rolling out upgrades to Backup Exec 2012, the most recent version of the software, to address problems that users have raised with the product, such as restoring functionality that was available in previous versions of the SMB-focused Backup Exec. Meanwhile, Symantec's appliance revenues are actually increasing. IDC reported that Symantec's second quarter revenues were up by 268% over the same period in 2011. Symantec is the third biggest player in the backup appliance market behind EMC and IBM. And Yottabyte unveiled its new operating system for enterprise cloud storage this week, which the company said allows organizations to build clouds of their own. The OS, called Yottabyte Enterprise 2.0, is marketed as a way for storage providers to build clouds with commodity hardware using a storage area network. Analysts say the product is similar to technology now being called a storage hypervisor, which manages virtualized storage across different types of infrastructures, such as iSCSI and Fibre Channel, but with a file system included. And Dave brings us a IT trend story from Kentucky. This is about a logistics company called Transfreight, which reportedly saved money and gave itself the ability to build a more flexible storage system by switching from array-based to hypervisor-based replication. The company said it turned to Zerto Virtual Replication to replicate its data between its data centers over a wide area network, while be able to maintain its 2-minute recovery point objective times for critical applications. The change also allowed the company to have greater options in purchasing storage technology and not be locked into one vendor's products. Zerto Virtual Replication uses a virtual replication appliance software module that offers continuous data replication from virtual machines to a remote site over the wide area network. And finally, in emerging technology news, the storage industry is awash in media technologies to store data, spinning disk, tape, and now solid state. But another form of memory is on the way that could potentially offer improvements in both speed and durability. In his recent SolidStateStorage.com story, senior site editor Andrew Burton highlights phase change memory, or PCM, which uses a glass-like material as the storage medium. Researchers developing the technology say they've improved the speed in which data writes can be made to PCM, plus the medium provides the potential of greater data density and durability than currently available solid-state technology. Burden's reporting also comes with a Q&A with one of the researchers developing this technology at IBM. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Storage Radio. We'll be back here again next week. But in the meantime, for the latest news and information from the IT storage industry, be sure to check out our website at searchstorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.